Hello and welcome to the breathing exercise set. I'm really excited that we're having a practice session together today, and I hope that you feel like this is really going to improve your breathing, kind of get you started with a really solid foundation before you go and sing your songs. So the first thing we're going to do is start to lower the breath. Day to day, we tend to breathe up into the chest, and we want to just make sure that we're getting it out of the chest and down into the ribs, down nice and low and grounded. So the first thing I'm going to get you to do is to tuck your hands and put them on your ribs. So this is outlined in the video. If you haven't watched the video, you might want to have a little look at that so you can see what I'm doing with my hands. Just so that we can keep the shoulders nice and low. We want to keep the shoulders relaxed so that we're not breathing and actually lifting the shoulders up either. It might be a good idea for the first few times to do this in front of a mirror so you can see whether or not your chest and your shoulders are lifting, because sometimes we're just not really aware of that. So I'm going to get you to breathe and expand into your ribs. We're going to breathe into the ribs and expand all around into the back as well. So 360 degrees around and inhaling to 100%. So breathing in. And out, and in, expanding those ribs, and out. If you're having trouble expanding into the back of those ribs there, you can actually sit down and sort of hunch over. It sounds really strange for me to ask you to hunch over, but it's so that you're actually kind of collapsing the front of the ribs there and you can start to breathe solely into the back. So starting to do that if you feel that it's hard to expand into them, and then gradually sort of sitting up and standing so that you can expand all the way around and incorporate that breathing into the back as well. So now that we've expanded into the ribs, I'm going to get you to actually breathe into a completely different area. So I'm going to get you to lower the breath and breathe as though you're breathing all the way down into your pelvis. So you might find that the stomach comes out a little bit when we're doing this, but we don't actually want to breathe into the stomach like a yoga breath. We're just grounding the breath. So it should feel like you're kind of breathing all the way down into the ground or into the pelvis there. So we're going to inhale. And exhale. And inhale. And exhale. This time I'm going to get you to inhale and hold it. And it should feel like you've just got a very slight tension in the abdominal muscles there. Just breathing out for me. It should feel like you've almost got compressed air sitting in there. And obviously we don't, because we've got the air in our lungs. But it does feel like there's a very, very slight tension there, and it helps to ground the breath. So one more of those breaths, breathing in and breathing out. Beautiful. All right, hopefully that's feeling nice and good. So we're going to breathe again. We're going to breathe now, expanding a little bit into the ribs. So it's not going to be as much as those first breaths that we were having. It's going to be about half that and a little bit down into the pelvis. So we're wanting to have two directions kind of going at once, which can feel a little bit interesting at first. But you want to expand. So pop your hand there, tuck it under on one of the ribs, and then maybe have one of your hands kind of moving down so that you've got that kinesthetic reminder of it. So you've got the hands actually touching those places and moving in the way that you want to breathe. It's a really helpful prompt and reminder. All right, so we're going to go out and down, grounding that breath. And out. And in. And out. So really deepening that breath in. And out. Now I want you to practice doing it to about 50% capacity, because we don't want you to overbreathe in your song. So if you're singing a pop song particularly, often we have enough time to breathe. And, you know, pop songs, folk songs, some musical theater songs, rock songs, often it's, you know, it's a little bit more like we're telling a story. And so we don't have really, really long phrases as they do in classical music or as an opera often. Sometimes you do. Sometimes you need 100% breath, but often we're just playing around with sort of 50, 60% breath so that we're not over breathing. Because when we breathe, we want to inhale, we want to sing, and then we want to top up the breath rather than inhaling, singing, breathing out, then breathing in very quickly. That's going to get you to start hyperventilating. So we don't want that. So I'm going to get you just to take almost like a 50% inhale. So breathing in and out and in, making sure you're getting those directions, and out and in and out. So again, just check in that your shoulders are nice and relaxed. You're not breathing into the chest. You're not getting any tightness in the chest. Breathing nice and low, 50% in and out. Awesome.